Madama Davidson with us. Thanks, Madama, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Ata Marie Dale, thank you for having me.
And that song, which celebrates your wonderful name. All the best, Marama, for Matariki. There's a lot to talk about. I just had your friend Shane Jones on, talking about drilling. Uncle. Yeah, yeah, and bottom trawling.
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, yeah, drill, baby, drill. Obviously, this is an area of contention, their attitude as against the Greens. And now we've got this military play going on in China. Are you concerned about that, Marama? What would, I know it's early days, but what would the Greens be thinking about military exercises from China in the Pacific?
Kare te pai, he tukino, ki te moananui a kiwa. Look, Māori have stood alongside our Pacific relations, our Pacific tuakana, for eons, Dale, to protect the Pacific, and we need to keep doing that, continue to do that, to put the pressure on our government to call that out. Still treating, and for decades they've done this, Dale. Big powers around the world have tried to militarise the Pacific, but have treated it like a toilet bowl, thinking that they can do nuclear testing, thinking that it is a place to be able to test and trial out their war engagement techniques and machinery and their killing machines. We need to stand firm with the Pacific. I say that as Greens co-leader. I say that as Wahine Māori with an obligation and a duty to support our whanaunga across the Pacific. We are Pacific, Dale. So he kino, he tukino, kei te whakahe.
What would be an appropriate response? Obviously, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is concerned, but the situation's certainly gone global. It's in New York, it's in The Guardian. What position do you think we should be making? And not just as the Green Party, but as Māori or even indeed New Zealanders, how do you think we should position ourselves in this?
Independently, Dale. Independent foreign policy that recognises we have a unique duty as New Zealand to our Pacific Ocean, to our Pacific whanaunga and relations as a country. We need to call it out. This is what independent foreign policy is being able to call out superpowers when they are just misbehaving. We need to use our trade levers, our policy levers, our blooming platform on the global stage to be consistent and principled in maintaining our independent foreign policy. And independently, surely the least we can do is call this out, surely.
Well, we need to position ourselves here as well. I mean, they're a significant trading partner. When we do have high-level political discussions with China, it's always a kanohi Māori that we take, ka pāka rōpū as well, well-received, as we know. So some delicate negotiations, but I do take your point. An independent foreign policy would be appropriate for a nation such as ours. I spoke with Shane about the launch of a new fishing vessel down in Timaru, I think, just in the past week or so, Marama. He bemoans the thought of the Greens or centre-left bloc taking power because your attitude or the Greens' attitude towards bottom trawling. Now, we've discussed this before, but he says if we ceased bottom trawling, it would be 70% of our fishing stock that would be affected. Obviously, huge economic impacts as well. You still stand by this issue, though, even though if we did ban bottom trawling, it would have significant economic impact on the nation and indeed Māori interests who own 50% of our fishing kaupapa.
Aye, absolutely, Dale. We have a duty as kaitiaki Māori. We have a mokopuna obligation to protect and ensure that our seas are abundant. Holy heka, how on earth can we uphold an economic model that is depleting our oceans? Dale, the iconic Tarakihi. Everyone knows the Tarakihi. It is down at 8% of its stock from before commercial fishing. We're going to lose it. There are no snapper in the Hauraki, no coda in the Hauraki. What economic model has a right to deplete the seas so that our mokopuna in the future miss out on that abundance? It is an absolutely flawed economic model. With our iwi treaty obligations, Dale, the Greens will always uphold our obligations to the treaty, to iwi. That is who we are as a party. We are, our kaupapa upholds us as a tiriti party and requires that accountability from us. We have to move towards alternative, less destructive methods of fishing, long lining and trapping. We have to understand that bottom trawling is depleting our oceans, that industry needs the seas to be abundant, but also that we need to prioritise our communities and the well-being of our oceans above corporate, private industry. Who are seeing those profits, Dale? It's not our people. It's not our neighbourhoods. And there will be no fishing jobs at all when there are no more fish left in the sea. Everyone needs abundance, including industry, but importantly, how about communities and households and whānau have a right to also fish, have a right to the abundance, not just corporations and private profit? Yes, I absolutely do stand beside banning bottom trawling.
Tēnā koe, appreciate your thoughts there. And anyone who's been down to fishmongers in New Zealand realise that we're paying exorbitant prices for what used to be an abundance, as you've touched on. Which brings us to the Greens, who have unveiled a new rivers and oceans policy package. It's called Drink, Swim, Fish. Maybe you'd be kind enough to give us an overview of the goals of this policy and why it's so important to not just the Greens, but to our nation going forward.
Everyone in Aotearoa should have safe water to drink from, clean water to swim in, and healthy and abundant awa and moana to fish from. And so yesterday I announced a policy package which will begin to restore the health of our essential water ecosystems from the maunga to the moana. Three of those eight policy points include setting standards to prioritise safe drinking water and the health of our rivers, lakes and aquifers, and that includes lowering the nitrate limit for drinking. Another policy point is to phase out synthetic nitrogen fertiliser and have fewer cows, because almost half of the entire length of our New Zealand rivers are in unhealthy shape, are not in good health at all. And one of the third highlighted policy points is to phase out destructive fishing methods, including bottom trawling, especially on seamounts, set netting and dredging. So, Dale, this is simply about ensuring, you know, 100,000 people of us get sick every year from unsafe drinking water, 9,000 tamariki at school and in early childhood education have faced boil water notices where they could not drink from their tap. We have got nitrates in water, emerging evidence to show a link to bowel cancer and to deaths. This is unacceptable. And, you know, you've had unsafe swimming notices at local beaches. Tamaki Makaurau knows this well. We've got rivers that we haven't swum in for generations, though. That's not acceptable. And the Greens announced a regulatory package to change the rules, to fix the rules.
Tēnā koe. Cross-party support for the environment should be a given, but it's not. Whilst we understand how the Greens would prioritise environmental policies, how disappointed are you, how infuriated are you that other parties sit on their hands when it comes to the environment and don't advance policies that are looking to address the situation that we find ourselves in?
The tūkino of this particular government in these past 3 years to wind back drinking water protections, to wind back ocean protections, to allow more intensive dairy farming, to allow more chemicals and poisoning to our waters is just not acceptable. But Dale, I don't waste too much time getting infuriated by them because I'm not surprised. I'll tell you where my energy is though. The people are standing up across the motu. We saw with Minister Pōtaka's attempt to try and sell off precious conservation land, the people rose. The people rose up against bottom trawling and to protect our oceans. 78% of the population are against bottom trawling. So that's where my hopeful energy is. That's where my focus is supporting the voice of the people and taking that into the hallways of power. People want change. People want this. Why wouldn't people want this? Why wouldn't people want healthy rivers, healthy drinking water, and abundant oceans? And the answer is they do. They want this.
Tēnā, during our news cycles this week, you'd understand why. I've been talking about health funding and the overworked staff, hospital ED waiting times, triggered perhaps by the shocking news of the death of a man who spent 9 hours waiting to be seen in Waikato's emergency department. Obviously, health is an important issue for all political parties. What are some of your thoughts about where we are at and why we are there?
First, a mihi aroha to the whānau who have had to face the grief and the shock of their family member dying in emergency care. Who the heck are we? What is our country coming to? We have heard for a long time now of the understaffing of our nurses, of our doctors, of our medical health professionals. We have heard for a long time now of the gutting of health. Dale, your listeners may have heard a lot from this government that they have made the biggest investments in health. I want us to be really clear about something. The investment into health is barely keeping the lights on. So they might talk about raw dollar number, but we have to see any funding into health against population growth, against inflation, and against a percentage of our overall wealth, that's called GDP. Now, it is not what it used to be. The investment into health has actually been holding low. And so more is needed to ensure that there are fewer people waiting and waiting for less in emergency care, for example. And we do have enough, Dale. This is the thing. We have got untapped resource that is there waiting for governments to change tax law so that we can tax super rich to invest back into our public services so that everyone can get the health support they need when they need it. It is criminal that we are not doing this, that we are not properly investing back into our public health system.
Wonderful to talk with you, and all the best, obviously, for Matariki. We stumbled across the line, really, getting the support that created the acknowledgement of public holiday. Māori were going to do it anyway, but even so, it's a special time of year, and I hope it's one as well, time of reflection and of gratitude for all, including the Davidson clan, and of course all our whānau up and down the country. All the best across the next week or two to you, Marama. Thanks so much. Anything interesting in that regard for you later in the week?
Oh, I can't wait to support Ngāti Whātua ki o Rākei and attend the Tāmaki Here Ngā Waka, the hautapu, the official hautapu this year, is going to be hosted by Ngāti Whātua ki o Rākei with the theme Matariki Here Ngā Waka. And I can't wait to share that beautiful occasion, Dale. I'm also going to be, I'm really excited because Matariki should always also be a time of wā whakata, a time of restoration and whanaungatanga. And I'm pulling my kids together, which is a rare occasion. I'm pulling my kids together to have some long overdue catch-up time, which I think is a beautiful way also to honour Matariki. So a beautiful manawatia a Matariki to you all, Dale, your whānau, to Wātea Radio, and really, really wishing us all a happy Matariki.
Tēnā koe, and thank you, Marama. We'll talk again soon. Māori ala. 825, yep. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio.